I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
What do these guys need? What does Joe Milton need to succeed in the NFL?
Hey now.
All right, what does he need?
What do you mean, what does he need? Where does he need? What skills does he need?
No. What kind of team does he need to draft him? He needs a program that's going to be willing, or needs a franchise to be willing to let him grow, be that third quarterback. What do you think of Joe Milton and his draft prospectus?
I think Joe Milton should obviously be drafted by the Bears in the first round, and they should build their team around him. Okay, I'm kidding, guys. To be fair, I don't think Joe Milton, I'm low on him. I don't think he could be much worse than Justin Fields, though, because I think Justin Fields is horrible, too. But I am going to say I think a good place for Joe Milton, if you're going to take this chance, would actually be the Saints.
Okay.
New Orleans. Sorry.
The Saints, interesting. Basically, you and I are coming at it from two different directions. We're talking about turning him into a pocket passer. I'm going to flip it and say he accepts being a runner and he's a backup for like the Eagles or the Ravens because he has mobility. Now, that's a huge leap of faith by me to say that he's going to accept being a runner because he might not. But you need to accept the best jewelry design, Rick Terry jewelry design. They want to be your jeweler looking for affordable game day jewelry. The Fire Opals, the Tennessee tradition. Go to rickterryjewelry.com, rickterryjewelry.com. He didn't look like he was comfortable as a runner. Do you think he would accept that? Because you mentioned the Ravens as one of those types of teams. Well, you're talking about those types of teams that rely on RPO and a mobile quarterback design runs. I think there's about, what, three or four of those teams right now. Joe Milton could be on the front end of something because in 3 or 4 years, I think there's going to be 8 or 9 of those type of teams. So he could,
well, that's what
I'll play the optimist. He could be on the front end of something.
Well, that's why I actually said the Saints, because I think the Saints, one, they need, you know, they're in influx with quarterbacks right now, and Joe Milton could develop for a couple of years. And also their new offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak, he had just spent time working with Brock Purdy. He's going to coach under Dennis Allen, who had worked with Sean Payton. And Sean Payton, if anybody knows how to work with gunslingers, it's Sean Payton. Now, as I speak out of turn, I say that gunslingers is big arm, but also thinking quick. So I'm going to nix the Saints, actually. And I'm going to go with the Bills, as I'm saying this out loud, because I think the Bills is the place for him to go, because Sean McDermott showed what he could do with Josh Allen. Who I don't think is I don't think Josh Allen processes quickly, Dave, honestly. But I think,
I think that's a good comparison. And by nature, when you're in Buffalo, you're going to run longer passing trees. You're going to have a strong arm that can drive the ball through the wind. I actually think that's the best fit out of all the NFL teams that you could throw out there, because I don't think there's any pressure to start. I think his skill set fits well in that market. I think you'd have trouble coming up with a better team that he'd be a better fit for. And he could sit for a couple of years and see what happens when Josh Allen's contract comes up. I mean, who knows? I think he's their long-term answer, but things change really quickly. Things can change quickly with the Hemp House in a good way. The premier hemp dispensary online with a wide variety, great selection, and strict standards to ensure you only receive the best in CBD or Delta products. Hemp House Chat with 2Ts.com. Hemp House Chat with 2Ts.com. Use the promo code HOOKED. That's HOOKED for 10% off. Now, aside from that, I believe we talked about the quarterback first, but we both believe that the running back, Jalen Wright, is the best prospect that Tennessee is going to put on the NFL draft board, right? How good can he be? I think he can be a two-time All-Pro, a 4 to 5 year, I'm not going to say All-Pro, 4 to 5 year Pro Bowler. I think he can be that good. I think it depends on being in the right system, and running back is always difficult to project, Caleb.
I agree, and I'm really kind of struggling with where Jalen Wright should go, because I think he could just fit in a lot of places, but where I'm leaning actually is the Raiders. You know, they I think the Raiders have a good bit of potential as a team, and I think that Jalen Wright, he's, you know this, Dave, a lot of teams that are just short, all they got to do is draft a good running back, plug him in, and then they could immediately be an impact team. And I think that Jalen Wright would fit well there because they could plug him in. He could start immediately, be the feature back, get a lot of yards. I thought maybe Baltimore. Could you imagine him complimenting Derrick Henry in Baltimore?
Yeah,
it'd be very good. But I think they like, I think Baltimore is going to stick with Keaton Mitchell, that little scat back who's going to compliment Henry with Lamar Jackson. So I think the Raiders actually would be a very good spot for him because they do need, again, the Las Vegas is just a couple of pieces short. And when you're a couple of pieces short and the running back is there, that's perfect. But
I think, yeah. I think Kyle's right. Kyle's in the message board saying, I hear the Cowboys want Jalen Wright. I think so too. They let Tony Pollard go, who last year was supposed to be his big year of ascension with Ezekiel Elliott gone. That didn't happen. They're suddenly, you would think, a running back away from being a pretty good offense. Don't be surprised if Jalen Wright ends up in Dallas. I think the Cowboys would be perfect, and I hate that for Jalen Wright because the Cowboys are never perfect, and they run things poorly, and he'll never win anything there. But not that I have any personal thoughts.
But he'll get paid by Jerry Jones.
Yeah, but he'll still get paid. But it's all slotted now. You don't get to pay guys extra.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. So Kamal had, I just think he needs to find himself in a amongst the team that does need some special teams play, because I think he's going to have to make his way on special teams to start. Now, the guy that I really do like is McCallum Castles. I think McCallum Castles is going to be one of the stories of the draft. I think he's going to slip up to possibly the fourth round after not getting invited to the NFL Combine. I think he's going to be really, really good. I want to see what happens with Jacob Warren. Again, I think there's a special teams need there. But watch for Castles to be a big-time surprise. Somebody told me within the University of Tennessee's football program yesterday, he's one of the best upside athletes that he's been around. I don't know how that kind of went under the radar for the longest time, but it did. So watch for McCallum Castles to be a story in the NFL draft.
So I'm going to get to both. I'm going to talk both of them first. I'm actually going to start with Kamal Hatton. Dave, that's who the Cowboys would be a best fit for.
It would be. It would actually, I mean, that would be a very good fit. Yes.
It would. Him playing opposite Trayvon Diggs would do well, because I think, oh, look, I think Trayvon Diggs is overrated. I don't know what you think about Trayvon Diggs, but
I go back and forth. Gives up the most. I mean, gives up the most interceptions.
Gives up the most yards and gets the most interceptions.
Yeah. The most touchdowns, has the most interceptions. I guess it depends which down you caught me on.
Yeah, exactly. I think a guy like Kamal Hatton could help with that on the other side a lot. So I actually think that Kamal, that'd be a great fit for Kamal. Now for McCallum Castles, my team for McCallum Castles, I'd love to see him in San Francisco. Because that offense, that Kyle Shanahan offense with Brock Purdy, the work the ball down the field. I mean, oh my gosh, McCallum Castles as a tight end is so perfect for that, isn't he?
But is he going to be like your power tight end with Kittles? Is that the plan?
I think you could run both sets. Kind of what the Patriots used to do with Charlie Weiss.
Okay, that's kind of out of left field, but I like it. You know, sometimes you're out of left field. It's kind of strike me upside the head like a 2x4 in Tommy Boy. But other times, that's a pretty good one. So I like that one out of left field. That's good stuff. McCallum.
Yeah, this is not. So what you're saying is this is not a Barry Bonds throw in the NLCS out of left field. I'm sorry. I'm trolling Barry Bonds, because that was, remember the horrible throw he made when the Braves scored the winning run against the Pirates in 92? Yeah, this isn't a Barry Bonds throw out of left field. This is an Andrew Jones throw from center field.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so coming up, the Army
Navy. Wait, a couple more real quick. Just got to add.
Yes, add.
Ramel Keaton and Jabari Small. Do you think either of them have NFL futures?
I'm afraid Jabari Small isn't fast enough. I don't see an NFL future on the other end as well. You?
I don't see one for Jabari Small. I think if he's going to go somewhere, it should be probably the Ravens, because they know how to work with a good rushing offense. He'd be like a third option. They could run the old T formation. But
our T action straight from Tennessee. Love it.
And then Ramel Keaton. I think Ramel Keaton does have a future. It just depends on where he goes. I think Ramel Keaton could work with the Packers. Jordan Love developing as a quarterback, Packers could use a possession receiver.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.